5, 4, 4, your vampire boyfriend is at the door. Talk, tick, talk, tick. An invite in should do the trick. Please do it soon, I want to come in really quick. Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. I thought of it halfway through my shift. Now can you invite me in, please?
Surprise kiss!
Mwah. Hi, baby. I'm home. Did you miss me? How are you doing?
Wait. Did you have someone over? I smell dog smells. Like doggy hair. Yes, it's very distinct. Dogs have this earthy, musty odor to them. Mom always taught me to avoid people that smell like dogs because they might be lichens in disguise. And lichens don't like us very much. Lichens. Werewolves. Big wolfies. I always had the ability to smell really, really good, sweetie. You just apparently didn't know I did until just now. Add that to the list of really important things I forgot to tell you. Oh, hey, by the way, check this out. So, I was on my way home when I noticed a little something going on a Black Friday deal. Ta-da! A skirt to go with my stockings and tops. Oh, it's gonna be so nice to finally be able to feel my legs when I'm sitting down because the blood flow doesn't work very well down there when I'm sitting and it's blah. So, what have you been doing while I was at work? Anything new and exciting in your life? Mm-hmm. 'Cause I like hearing about your day. Okay. Alright, okay, alright, fun. Fun, 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 fun. Are you gonna pick it up again tomorrow? Do you want help? Or is it more of a solo thing? Also, do we have pizza leftovers in the fridge? Because I have a huge craving for a sweet and spicy barbecue pizza right now, and I have a shiny new paycheck I'm just dying to spend. Okie dokie. Do you want anything special to go with it? We could get breadsticks. Woohoo! Pizza night. Give me a second to make the call then. I just want to get out of my work clothes first. Oh gosh, well, I know Master likes seeing me in my maid outfit, but alas, it isn't proper wear around a casual environment. Also, I just want to wear a big shirt instead of a big dress. Off I go! Claudia out! Oh my. What time is it? 3:43? Where am I? Oh, right. I fell asleep at my desk. Ow! Owie! Ow! That was a bad idea. Now my neck is cramped. And I have to pee. I swear, these deadlines are utterly ridiculous. I know I technically have all of eternity to complete these deadlines since I'm 50% immortal, but I can't help but feel the overwhelming pressure. Huh? Is that? Oh my goodness. He did it again. He's asleep on the couch. After like the billionth time of reminding him of why that's a bad idea. Should I just let this go at this point? Yeah, probably. At this point, there's just basically no stopping it. Hard as I've tried. Well, at least I'm not thirsty right now. That would have been a big problem. Sneak, 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 sneak. Sleep tight, baby. Baby! Ow! What the? When did a desk get there? Did you put that there? It just came in, and you decided to put it in front of my door? But why? We have no space in the house? You know, that's actually not a bad point. Well, never mind. I'ma vault over the desk and give you a big femme boyfriend sized hug. Squee. Squee. Hello. Oh, you look so cute. No, I'm not gonna let go. I'm piggybacking you now. Come on. It's not like I'm heavy anyway. And you're strong. You can carry me. Yeah, come on. You know you love it. Pants? I don't need pants. It's just the two of us in here anyway. Come on, I'm trying to love you. Let me be a cringy boyfriend. What you cooking? It smells like meat. Beef? Oh, yay, we're having beef. I like it when the beef is extra rare. No, oh, and you made it extra rare. You wonderful man, you. And what do we have here? Lemons. You smell like lemons. Have you had any lemons over to visit as well as dogs? Wee! You can't shake me, you can't shake me. Nope, you will never be rid of me. I shall cling to you until you
Oh, I did not count you have a bagel by your side.
Oh, so by the way, my fangs are a little itchy right now. Can I just, like, nibble on your shoulder while you cook? Don't put another bagel in my mouth. I'm not going to take any blood. I just got to lightly nom on your skin to simulate the feeling of taking a bite. Trust me, it feels really nice. Please, it won't hurt, I promise. Yay! Yummy, yummy! By the way, can I ask you something kind of random? What's your opinion on a late night picnic under the stars? Cause the astronomers hath spoken. There's gonna be a blue moon the day after tomorrow. A full moon. We should totally go stargazing somewhere remote and quiet. Cause it's fun. And it's really pretty. And doesn't it sound like really, really romantic? Yeah, I can hear your heart rate picking up. Why don't we pack some leftover pizzas and some fruits and stuff? And maybe some beef. Whatever you'd like to eat. Then you can drive us out to the hills overlooking the city by the lake. You know the place. Great, I'm glad you like the idea. In that case, I'll be sure to wear something extra special for the occasion. Oh, claws in, you thirsty cat. I still need to dress warm because it's going to be cold as the river sticks out there. I'm packing my cozy hoodie and the leggings you bought me. Good. Now, continue to cook for us, my minion. I will stare awkwardly over your shoulder until your meal is done. Yum. Okay, I'll stop. Oh, turn left here. We're almost at the lookout. Wow. You can already kind of see. Don't take your eyes off the road, but you can already kind of see it. The clouds are sort of in the way, but I bet it's going to clear up soon. Although, I gotta ask. How? You're wearing, like, normal fancy clothes. They're really pretty, but you must be freezing out here. How can you stand it? Are you secretly from Canada or something? Is a surprise? What the heck is that supposed to mean? Did you pack a heater in your shirt or something? Teach me your ways. We're here? How is that supposed to- Oh, we're here! In that case, let me carry all of our stuff. Wah. Ah, there. Nice and cozy. Oh. Oh, look at that! Shooting star, shooting star, did you see it? No? Darn it. Well, hopefully there's another one. I've never seen one before, but it just sort of happened really quickly. Kind of anticlimactic, not gonna lie. Anyway, here. Have a slice of pizza, and an apple, or an orange, whichever one you like more. Oh my gosh. This reminds me of the stories Mom told me when Dad was still alive. Mom said she ended up... acquiring me under the night sky in a forest. They wanted to go where they'd first met, and I guess it was a warm summer night. Clear skies and everything. Just like tonight. Actually, tonight's not all that clear, is it? Well, point still stands. Hey, that wasn't an invitation to follow suit. Tonight's meant to be pure. Come on, let me cuddle up next to your oddly warm body. Seriously, how are you staying warm? Well, anyway. Dad isn't around anymore. Vampire pregnancies actually take a lot longer if one of the parents wasn't a vampire, so by the time I was born, he had passed away. It's a sad reality of being one of us. You never really age unless you want to. And you never die. You just keep existing. Others will come and go, but not you. Oh, no. I'm not an old vampire or anything. We're the same age. No technicalities or anything. Like, same age in human years. But I could stay like this forever if I wanted to. I don't know, though. Yeah, it's something I try not to think about. Unless I turn you into a vampire as well, at some point, I'll probably... Well, I don't like to think about it. Hey, we're thinking of the future. Enough of thinking of the future. Let's focus on the present. The taste of yummy food in our mouths, the slight bite of the cold, the pretty stars... The blue moon, the warmth we bring each other. This is what makes being alive worth it. Hmm? Can you take my face in your hand? Oh, of course. Hi. Oh, your hand feels nice on my cheek. I'm closing my eyes. Well, yeah, 'cause, like, I was expecting you to kiss me. And you did. Ow! Did you scratch me? It's okay, I'm fine. Look, it's already healed up. How the heck did you accidentally scratch me, though? Your nails are way too What? You have ears, but like at the top of your head, and you have claws and big eyes. And, oh my gosh, not to sound like Little Red Riding Hood, but huh? What? Surprise? Surprise? You're a werewolf? Wait, huh? How long have you been? Oh my, have you been hiding this entire time? Wait, is that why you never get off the couch? Oh my, you know, I should be more surprised, but honestly, this feels like karma for what I accidentally did to you. Wait, hold on, let me see your hand. Oh, yeah, those are claws, all right. Can I see your fangs? Whoa, how pretty. I mean, they're super scary, don't get me wrong, but... Huh, they're much bigger than mine. And they have a nice curve. So, wait, were you born as a werewolf or did you get cursed? And are we supposed to, like, hate each other now or something? Because honestly, I don't feel like bringing centuries-old grudges into our relationship. You feel the same way? Okay. Good. Because I wasn't going to let anything change. Wow. This explains a lot. Oh, boy. This also explains why you like being cuddled and head-petted so much. I'm taking this way better than you thought I would. Yeah, well... I've met werewolves and other creatures like incubi and scyllas before. Monster people are a lot more common than you might think. It's not outside the realm of possibility that you could have been one. Oh yeah, lots of people. But a lot of them like to hide it. Understandably so, a lot of regular folks are pretty scared of us. But I'm sure you already know that. Anyhow, let me curl up in your lap. If your fur is what keeps you warm, I want it to keep me warm, too. That's the stuff. No, nobody's gonna see us. We're in a remote spot. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the present. Can I touch your fluffy tail? Oh my gosh, it's so fluffy. Aww, that's a good boy. Do you not like being called that? Because if it feels like derogatory or something, I can stop, but I mean it from a place of love. I can keep doing it? You got it. Pet, pet. Pet, pet, pet. Hey. Can you do a soft howl? You know, like a ow. Oh, yeah, oh, just like that. Oh, you're such a little cutie. A cute little werewolf boy, aren't you? Well, I'd say our relationship just got a whole lot more abnormal than it already was. And the whole lot more interesting. Poke. Hey. Sleeping on the couch again? No, I'm not gonna give you an earful this time. Instead, bleh. Cuddle me, my half canine companion. My half-lichen lover? My fluffy, furry friend? No, that's all I've got. Hi. Oh, put your arms around me. Let me snuggle you really close. Oh, I like it when you spoon me. Oh, pull me in as close as you want. I don't need to breathe, remember? I mean, I can, but outside of a mild tightness in the chest, it's not all that important. Aww. You're so sweet. I love you. I do. Because you're sweet and cute and you treat me so well and you deserve all the love and hugs and kisses in the world. Mwah. I am so, so happy we got paired as roommates. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And if they do, I'll bite them back. Nyum. Boo. Hello. Guess what I made you? Breakfast in bed, except you get to chow down while you're on a couch. Here, take the plate. And I'm gonna put this glass right here. I'm watching expectantly? Yes, cause, well, I tried really, really hard when I made this for you. You know I'm not great at cooking, but I want to do something nice for you. And you always drive me places and make us food and treat me really well on weekends, so, like, I wanted to return the favor. If it doesn't taste very good, please just be honest. Please. I'm a big boy. I can handle criticism. Probably. Unless it's really unnecessarily mean. Oh? How is it? Good? I'll take it. Good is better than bad. I thought you might like having some eggies, but there's a certain other delectable you like. Do feel free to let me know. A maid never shies away from providing the best service he can offer, after all. Anyway, give me 1 second. Let me grab a bag from my reserve stash. I'm gonna have breakfast with you. Ah, type B, my second favorite. Oh, this? Yeah, it's the same thermos you bought me. It's so nice. Huh? Oh, hey, baby. Boop. You're such a good boy. Aww, it's cute when your tail wags like that. Wait, how come I can see your tail now? You were keeping your features hidden until now? Oh, that makes sense. If only I knew from the beginning. I would have made things so much easier from the get-go. And probably easier on you. I imagine it's very hard to keep your features supernaturally hidden. But you can let them all out now. Although, I wonder how Mom is gonna feel when she learns my significant other is a werewolf. I'll have to explain to her that you're super nice. Cause you are. You're nice to me, you cook for me, you give me nice head pats, and braid my hair. I like giving you praises. Well, I think I need to wash up a little after crashing on the couch last night. It was cozy, but I was sweating a lot in my sleep. No wonder I was so dehydrated. I'm gonna go shower. Care to join me? Okay. You can finish eating your breakfast and then jump in the tub with me. Pat, pat. I pat your head. All right. I'm off. Oh, hello. I can feel your hands around my bosom. No, don't stop. I might not have booba, but it does feel nice when you put your hands over my chest. Hello. Oh, wow. Your hands are so nice. How do you like the water? Is it too hot? No? Okay. In that case, let's get your hair all wet. Kneel down. You saw that? Well, of course, I'm a little invigorated by this. It's really exciting to be this close to you. It feels very vulnerable, but like in a good way, to be this close to you, with nothing to hide or to separate us. Oh, hey, hands where I can see them, Buster. I'm not here to get laid in the tub, all right? I came here to wash off the sweat and grime, not add more. No, you're fine. I like it when you get pulled like that. It's really cute and really hot. You don't have to go down on me, but you can stand really, really close to me and touch me. You're so good with your hands. All right, let me just reach around you. There. Look at me. Keep me in your arms. I'm gonna wash your head. Aw, your hair is so fluffy and nice. It lathers up so easily. You look so cute right now. Holding on to me while I wash you. How does this feel? Does it feel nice? You can close your eyes if you want. Yeah. There we go. Let your boyfriend wash away all of your worries. Hey. I'm gonna be serious for a second, alright? I'm so thankful to have you in my life. Thank you for choosing me. I love you. Oh, you're petting my head. That tickles. It's giving me tingles. I love it. Now, can you wash me? Okay. Can I turn around? I want to put my back against your body. Thank you, baby.
Oh. I just realized what a lucky guy I am. That's all. Come on. Hug. We'll have to get out soon. But hold on to me like this. Just for a little longer. Thank you.